survival rates of self-employed businesses based on national tax statistics, industries where half disappear within 3 years and those that endure, statistics from the National Tax Service on the top 100 everyday business sectors show that the first 1 to 3 years are the most critical for new self-employed businesses. Sectors with low barriers to entry and intense competition have low survival rates, whereas those with expertise, location advantages, and steady demand tend to last relatively longer. As of 2024, the one-year survival rate for the top 100 consumer-oriented industries is approximately 77.0%, meaning that more than 2 out of every 10 new entrepreneurs close their businesses within a year. The three-year survival rate drops to approximately 52.3%, indicating that the first 1 to 3 years after starting a business are considered the critical survival period for self-employed individuals. Industries such as online retail, which attract many entrepreneurs and have low barriers to entry, face intense competition and thus have a survival rate below the average. Beauty salons, vacation rentals and guesthouses, and certain educational service sectors show relatively stable indicators based on their skills, assets, and recurring demand. Before starting a business, you should first assess your fixed costs, break-even point, the level of competition in the market, and the likelihood of retaining repeat customers, all in relation to your projected revenue. Why is survival rate the top priority when starting a small business? When considering starting a business after retirement or pursuing a second career, many people first look at revenue potential, trending products, key money, and interior design costs. However, the most important metric to check in the actual small business market is the survival rate. Survival rate refers to the percentage of businesses established at a specific point in time that are still in operation 1, 3, or 5 years later. This metric is not merely a measure of success. It also reveals the intensity of competition within the industry, the burden of fixed costs, the stability of demand, and vulnerability to changes in consumer patterns. Based on a synthesis of the National Tax Service's statistics on the top 100 daily life industries and related press releases, the Korean self-employment market experiences high attrition rates starting from the first year after launch, with only about half of businesses remaining by the third year. Therefore, entrepreneurs must first calculate how long they can survive, rather than how much they can earn. Key indicators: 1 year, 3 year, and 5 year survival rates. As of 2024, the survival rates for the top 100 daily life industries, as reported, can be summarized as follows. Category survival rate interpretation: 1 year after launch approx. 77.0% more than 2 out of 10 businesses close or cease operations within 1 year. 2 years after launch approx. 61.6% even after surviving the first year, a significant number of businesses drop out during the second year. 3 years after launch approx. 52.3% only about half make it past the 3 year mark. 4 years after launch approx. 45.3% by the fourth year, fewer than half remain in business. 5 years after launch approx. 40.2% nearly 6 out of 10 businesses disappear within 5 years. These figures demonstrate that the risks of starting a small business are not limited to specific industries. In particular, the high closure rate in the first year indicates that poor initial sales, the burden of rent and labor costs, a lack of operational experience, and misjudgments about the commercial district quickly determine whether a business can survive. What are the top 100 daily life industries? The National Tax Service's top 100 daily life industries are compiled from sectors that sell or provide goods and services closely tied to people's daily lives. They include restaurants, cafes, beauty salons, mail-order businesses, private academies, lodging, real estate brokerage, and various retail and service industries. These statistics are important for the following reasons. They cover industries that many individual entrepreneurs actually enter. They allow for comparisons of the number of new business owners and survival rates by industry. They serve as foundational data for assessing whether there is an oversaturation of startups by region, age group, and industry. It is easily utilized for analyzing policies related to retirement-based startups, youth entrepreneurship, and small business owners. However, the survival rate is an indicator of whether a business continued operations, not a direct measure of whether it was sufficiently profitable. Even if a business survives, it may still be operating with low profits, high labor intensity, or a heavy debt burden. Why industries with low barriers to entry can be risky in the self-employment sector. Low barriers to entry mean that starting a business is easy, but it also means that anyone can enter the market, leading to rapidly intensifying competition. A prime example is mail order and online retail. Industries that retail or broker products through online channels, such as online shopping malls, social media sales, and home shopping, appear to have lower initial setup costs than brick-and-mortar stores. However, in reality, product sourcing, advertising costs, platform fees, logistics, return processing, price competition, and review management all contribute to costs and risks. According to data provided by the operator, the number of new businesses in the e-commerce sector in 2024 exceeded 190,000, one of the highest figures, but the one-year survival rate was 67.7%, lower than the overall average. The three-year and five-year survival rates were reported at 44.7% and 34.6%, respectively, indicating that long-term survival in this industry is challenging. Common risks in industries with low barriers to entry: risk description, overcrowded competition, the rapid proliferation of similar products and services intensifies price competition, difficulty in differentiation without a brand, technology, location, or exclusive supply chain, customers are likely to switch easily. Reliance on advertising costs for online sales or delivery-based businesses. The cost of visibility can put pressure on profits. Trend cycles: items that enjoy fleeting popularity experience rapid market saturation and a sharp drop in demand. Low customer loyalty: a high proportion of customers make decisions based solely on price or convenience. Characteristics of industries that last relatively longer. According to the data, industries with relatively high survival rates include hair salons, vacation rentals and guest houses, travel agencies and art academies, sports training centers, and tutoring centers. While this does not mean all these industries are risk-free, they share several common survival factors. 1. Skill or qualification-based services for hair salons, academies, and certain professional service industries. The business owner's skills, experience, and customer trust act as barriers to entry. This structure tends to foster customer loyalty based on the individual and their expertise, rather than simply on the sale of a product. 2. Recurring demand or long-term customer relationships. Educational services are considered an area where spending is difficult to cut drastically, even during economic downturns. The relatively stable survival rates of arts academies, sports education institutions, tutoring centers and study rooms, and private tutoring academies can be attributed to repeat enrollment, local reputation, and parent networks. 3. Reduced fixed costs through asset ownership for vacation rentals and guest houses. The burden of rent can be reduced if the operator owns the land or building. While risks such as loan interest, facility maintenance costs, seasonal demand, and platform fees remain, this can sometimes provide an advantage for long-term sustainability compared to starting a business as a tenant. 4. Local community and regular customer base for hair salons, neighborhood tutoring centers, and daily life service businesses. Repeat visits and customer referrals are crucial. Businesses that build social capital within the local community may have a better chance of long-term survival than those that rely solely on foot traffic. Warning signs for industries with low survival rates. According to data provided by the operator, PC cafes, beer bars, snack bars, fast food restaurants, and cell phone stores were identified as industries facing difficulties in terms of three-year survival rates. These industries share several common characteristics. They face significant burdens from rent and interior design costs. They are highly dependent on foot traffic. They are vulnerable to fluctuations in labor and raw material costs. They are affected by competition from large franchises or online platforms. They are sensitive to changes in consumer preferences and the emergence of substitute products. In particular, while the food service industry may appear to have constant demand, actual operations involve a complex interplay of burdens such as food waste, delivery fees, workforce management, hygiene risks, long working hours, and low average check size. It is difficult to explain the likelihood of survival based solely on the assumption that, since it's the food business, there's always demand. Five things you must calculate before starting a business. One, break-even point. You must calculate the minimum sales threshold, taking into account monthly rent, maintenance fees, labor costs, raw material costs, credit card processing fees, delivery and platform fees, taxes, insurance premiums, and loan interest. For example, if monthly fixed costs total 6 million won and the gross profit margin is 40%, a simple calculation shows that the break-even sales figure is approximately 15 million won per month. When you factor in the business owner's living expenses and a contingency fund, the required sales figure increases further. 2. Contingency fund. In the early stages of starting a business, revenue often takes longer to pick up than expected. You must secure sufficient cash flow to sustain the business for at least 6 months to 1 year, even if there is virtually no net profit during that period. If you start without contingency funds, your capital will likely run out before you can validate your revenue model, increasing the likelihood of resorting to discount sales, excessive advertising, or taking out additional loans. 3. Alignment of the commercial district and customer flow. A good commercial district isn't simply a place with high foot traffic. It must be a location where your business's target customers actually pass by, stop, and have a reason to make a purchase. For example, for a cafe, the lunch routes of office workers, the time students spend in the area, weekend family demand, and the proportion of takeout orders all differ. For a tutoring center, the routes taken by schools, apartment complexes, and parents are important, while for a hair salon, accessibility for repeat visits and local reputation are key. 4. Competitive density. Having many businesses of the same type nearby can signal demand, but it can also indicate that profits are already being diluted. You must compare not only the number of competing stores, but also their price ranges, reviews, operating hours, menu and service offerings, and customer demographics. 5. Repeat business structure. The key to long-term survival lies in repeat business rather than attracting new customers. If customers who come in once through advertising do not return, revenue will continue to depend on advertising costs. You must determine whether the business type is conducive to building a loyal customer base, whether you can manage customer data, and whether you can create repeated touchpoints within the local community. Points: retirees starting a business should be especially careful about. For retirees starting a business, the recovery time is shorter than for younger entrepreneurs. Since a single failure could deplete your retirement savings, you must set a loss limit before determining your expected returns. Checklist for retirees starting a business. Check item questions to ask: investment limit, what is the maximum loss that would not jeopardize your basic standard of living, even in the event of failure? Workload, can you realistically handle operating the business for 10-12 hours a day? Relevance of experience, do you possess skills, customer insight, and operational capabilities related to your previous career? Family risk, can you operate the business without relying on family members for labor? Exit criteria, after how many consecutive months of losses will you close the business or switch industries? Recovery of key money, have you distinguished between assets that can be recovered upon exit and costs that cannot be recovered? The approach of thinking, let's run a small shop, even if it's just a little, after retirement can be risky. Even a small shop requires managing rent, inventory, labor costs, taxes, marketing, customer service, and handling customer complaints. Principles for choosing an industry based on data survival rate statistics are not a signal to unconditionally avoid a specific industry. Even within the same industry, outcomes vary depending on location, the operator's capabilities, cost structure, and differentiation strategies. However, statistics do tell entrepreneurs what questions they should ask first. Questions to ask when choosing an industry. Why does this industry have a low or high survival rate? Does the same trend hold true in the area where I plan to open? Is there a clear reason why my business would be better than competing stores? Is there a system in place to encourage repeat purchases? Are there channels that can drive traffic without advertising costs? Can the business withstand increases in cost of goods sold, rent, and labor costs? Can cash flow be maintained if sales remain sluggish for 6 months? How much in assets can be recovered if the business closes? Conclusion: when starting a business, survival structure comes before the business idea. The survival rates of the National Tax Service's top 100 daily life business sectors reveal the harsh reality of Korea's self-employment market. A significant number of businesses drop out within the first year after launch, and only about half remain after 3 years. This cannot be explained solely by a lack of individual effort. A combination of factors, including intense competition, changing consumer patterns, rising fixed costs, platform fees, and demographic shifts, is at play. Therefore, entrepreneurs should look to the data first, rather than trendy business ideas or success stories from others. They must verify industry-specific survival rates, local market conditions, fixed costs, break-even points, contingency funds, and customer retention patterns before launching. Success in self-employment comes not from a short-term surge in sales, but from building a sustainable business model. If you're preparing to start a business, you should first answer questions like, why will customers keep coming back? And how long can I survive even if sales take time to pick up? Rather than simply asking, what will I sell?